Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Last night, I got offered to be a part of a cook-off at Benihana on the north side, okay? I was a chef last night.
What were they thinking inviting you to
do
that?
It was part of a charity event for the Children's Bureau. It was the 16th annual event, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of people there. I got to wear the, you know, the, this isn't
Did
the right
the
word.
Hat, the tall
I got,
hat?
Yes, I got the chef hat, I got the apron, I had all that good stuff. But
minus the skills.
Minus the skill set. I mean, these guys are very serious about what they do. Thank God, though, I had Jorge overseeing what I was doing.
Jorge was the cook I had the one time I've been there for dinner, and he is money.
But I tell you what, yesterday was a lot of fun because I got to channel my inner hibachi master skills yesterday. I mean, all day long, I was watching YouTube tutorials on how to make this happen last
night.
Are
you serious? You were taking it that seriously?
Unfortunately, yeah, Rachel, I know I wasn't taking it that seriously.
You never know.
But fortunately, it did not go as planned.
Kaylin, what would you like to say?
Those knives are sharp enough you don't have to saw. There's no serrated edge on there.
I saw you giving me some death stares, Kaylin. I was about to run and hide in the other room, to be honest with you. I thought you were actually a hibachi grill master, like a mystery shopper at first. What do you think about Jorge over there, who was overseeing my cooking ability? What do you think he thought of my performance?
He's a little stressed out, but you took good direction.
So we are actually on the grill or whatever they call it, but we actually had over people overseeing us, right? Jorge, you could tell, was wanting to take the knives and utensils out of my hands. You could tell he was like, come on, bro. That's not how we do it around here.
He was just itching to be like, I need to intervene here.
Yeah.
I need to intervene.
And then they wanted the table wanted to do like the volcano with the onions. And I don't know how to do any of this stuff. I look at him like, what's the volcano? I don't know what to do here, guys.
Oh my! Only you would turn Benny Hunt into Benny No-No.
What do you think of my hibachi skills?
Could have been a little better. Well, your shrimp was a little bit more cooked.
And what else would you like to say?
That you need some more flipping skills on trying to catch shrimp in your hat. You missed it a few times.
Yeah, I need to practice that a couple times. Of course, I tried to do the flipping of the shrimp in my chef hat. I think it landed about two or three tables behind me every time I tried it. So,
are you serious?
Really, yeah, it worked out really well for me. I need to work on the shrimp flipping into the chef
hat.
You
could have just said you were trying to feed some dolphins that were seated in the back.
Yeah, I saw some dolphins a couple rows
in the
behind
back,
me.
Just whoop.
I had a lot of concern. I thought I was going to set all of us on fire at one point. Thank God that did not happen.
It reminds me of a lot of times through the years where we've seen the local teams win ugly. So the result was really great. Along the way, there was some concern. But, you know, I thought it ended up fantastic with a big W. So, Kyle, you kicked it, man.
Thank you, Bill.
It.
At least Bill liked my cooking skills. He said I got a big W last night, and I will take a W any day of the week, Rachel.
Good for you.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.